We're here near Alden, Nebraska, in a soybean field today where a coalition of ag groups called Common Sense Nebraska has announced a campaign to fight back against the EPA's proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. And we're going to talk with Kristen Hasbrook, who handles environmental issues with Nebraska cattlemen. You were telling me earlier that as far as the cattle industry is concerned, that this rule has some, what you consider to be some pretty negative implications.
That's right, Ken. What I like to tell folks is, in terms of this rule's impacts on the livestock industry, when we think about our large feedlots, large dairies, hog confinement facilities, those folks already have permits with the EPA. They already stepped through the thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollar costs annually and over the course of several years to be permitted and do what needs to be done. What this rule does is it broadens that authority, and now we have the potential where a lot of our small livestock producers, producers who have kept, you know, a couple hundred head of cattle or small swine, or maybe are just out on a cow-calf operation that has some, as one of our members here today, Barb Cooksley, pointed out, some subsurface, some wet meadows, some ponds that show up, you know, intermittently throughout the year. And so now folks that have never dealt with EPA before, who have never even thought about the fact that the common sense things that they do on their property to manage the land and water resources could now be impacted. The fact of running those cattle out there, the fact of needing to create, put control, additional controls in place, get permits, all these things cost money. And in terms of the livestock industry, and in Nebraska, we like to pride ourselves as being a place where crops and livestock thrive. That encourages those small producers to just get out of the business, which is extremely concerning, and certainly not what the federal government should be out doing with their regulations, is encouraging small producers to get out of the business.